Welcome to another episode of the VIP Life with Lady Jane herself. Glad you could join me. Let's get straight into this episode. Today, we're going to talk about two things. Who are you lending your ear to? And who are the people you surround yourself with? Let's start with the first one. Who are you lending your ear to? I'm thinking about this in terms of negative and positive people in your life. There are some people that can drain you, literally drain you. You listen to them, you get depressed. Or you listen to them, your day turns sour. If you have people like that in your life, I feel your pain. But you have a choice to react to what these people bring to you. You have a filter. I usually call it a filter. You can throw stones at a wall, but the wall will just remain as a wall. It's not going to change unless you actually bulldozer the wall down. Then, yeah, it's going to change its form. And these people, at some point, I don't know if they realize they actually have some negative aura about them. I'm sure some people do, and then some people don't. It's your choice. I learned something a few years ago. We do have a choice in so many things that we do. And whatever I choose to put out there, then you have a choice of how you receive. Oh, you don't have a choice of how you receive it. You have a choice on how you act upon it. That said, on the other side, there are people that will talk to you in a very positive, assertive way. And those are the encouraging people. And they will say things to you and you can talk to them all day. Or if you have something, a problem or something good, you run to them or you call them, hey, this is happening to my life. And they're happy for you, they encourage you, they also correct you if need be. But this is not to say both people are not necessary in the world. To be honest, if we did not have positive and negative people, then we would be full of ourselves. This is the way I look at it. The negative people give you a certain perspective of life. They give you a certain thinking. There's a way, we call them the pessimists. They tell you something negative, it's for you to go back to the drawing board and go, maybe I should change ABCD. Because if all you hear is positive, 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 then how are you supposed to learn? How are you supposed to know the different parts of the world, the different styles, the different things that are in the world? Because all these things that we see today develop in that sort of negative, positive vibe. Success is the same. Success, some people would define success as learning not to fail or learning to fail properly. So think about the people that you listen to. Think about the people that are in your ear. What are they telling you? The other thing is, just the people that, not even people, they're these things that are calling the little devils in your mind that are positive and negative. So it's not just the outside people. It can be something within you. You want to apply for a job and you tell yourself, nah, I can't make it. I can't do that. I applied last time and I didn't get the job. Or you start telling yourself, you give yourself reasons not to apply for that job. That has happened to me so many times. You start saying, oh, I'm like this. I have this problem. This is a situation that I'm dealing with. They're not going to accept me. I don't think I'm worth that job. I don't think I can do that job. Oh, and then deadline comes and boom, you can't apply for that job no more. And that's gone. And then you sit there and you're thinking, well, I should have. On the other hand, that this little talks you call yourself a small meeting in your head and you're like, yeah, I can do this. I think I'm qualified for this. No, I think I should apply for this job. Oh, wait. I should do ABCD. Let me not talk here like I'm all perfect. There's some of these things that just down me within seconds. You look at something and you're like, I've been there before. They said, they refused to take me on that job, or they refused to do that because I can't see properly, or they just say, oh, they gave me an excuse and they didn't tell me directly. Story for another day. But who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? What choice have you got? Think about it. Think about it. So, who do you surround yourself with? We are told that you are a product of the five people you spend your time with. Well, that can be your work, your family, your friends. Think about the people in your life, the five people that you spend so much time with. You rub off some stuff from them. If those people are busy gossiping, chatting for no reason, you sort of rub that again from them. If the people around you are busy talking about success, I want to be a millionaire, please direct them my way. I like people like that. Or all you talk about, you have nothing to progress from if the people around you are just, I call them the ordinary people. So fish out. Think about the people that are around you. Who are these people that you surround yourself with? We're told birds of a feather flock together. Or show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. I remember my mom when we were younger and she'd say, who are those friends? Who are those friends that you hang out with? I want to meet your friends. I want to see your friends. And I was thinking, well, you can't know all my friends. And this one day she said, then if I can't meet all your friends, that means they're not your friends. Because your friends' friends are the people that you spend your time with. In our day and age, we've got to a point where we're spending more time online than in actual physical with other people. Okay, but put COVID aside. Just think about before COVID, you'd notice, even just seeing your friend, you're like, you try setting up a meeting. No, a coffee. Oh, no. Let's just go for a walk. Wow, it takes forever. It's like we're setting up a boardroom meeting. Wow. But then, well, let's not digress. I really, really believe we're a product of the people that we spend time with. When I was in first year, I wanted to be a psychiatrist so bad. But the second lesson that my psychology teacher taught, and they said, have you ever noticed that most psychiatrists sort of end up being in the same boat, needing a psychiatrist? And it's not because they are actually going cuckoo, but they spend so much time with people with mental issues. So they absorb all this energy and stuff. So they themselves end up needing help. I'm not bashing anyone here. I'm just saying it as it is. So he said, well, think about it. If this is the career path you want to take, these are things to consider. So of course, that's your workplace situation. But then the next lesson, he came in and said, I hope I didn't scare you last time, because there are coping mechanisms. There are beautiful and good psychiatrists in this world, and they're able to deal with things, deal with their lives, because they have another outlet. They have their family to deal with. They have good friends. Basically, a good support system. That's important. Let me say that again. A good support system is important. I can't insist this enough. A good support system is enough and is important. You can have two people that support you, that are there for you, that you spend time with and you feel good. But then you can have those five people that wear you down. We've spoken about this before. There are people that can wear you down, blah blah blah, or people that don't have focus of life and you're just there just following suit. You'll be a product of who you spend time with. Something to think about, I guess. So consider the people that you are spending time with. What are they bringing to the table? How are you impacting them? How are you impacting their lives? How are they influencing your life? What are you doing together? Where are you going? Do you see yourself with these people a few years to come? Are they in your picture, in your future picture? Think about it. Hey, hold up, hold up. Have you subscribed yet? Wherever you listen to this podcast, come on, just subscribe and share it with your friends if you can. Direct them to maybe your favorite podcast. Make this your favorite podcast. Bye.